This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has signed into law a bill that bars the state from considering climate impacts in its analysis of large fossil fuel projects like coal mines and power plants. House Bill 971 was among the most controversial energy and environment-related proposals in the Montana legislature this session, eliciting more than 1,000 public comments, 95% of which expressed opposition to the bill. The new law bars state regulators like the Montana Department of Environmental Quality from including analyses of greenhouse gas emissions and climate impacts both within and outside Montana's borders when conducting comprehensive reviews of large projects. It builds off of a decades-old law barring the state from including actual or potential impacts that are regional, national, or global in nature in environmental reviews. Gianforte signed House Bill 971 into law on May 10th over opposition from climate and environmental groups that had argued that the measure hinders the state's ability to respond to the crisis of our time. The atmosphere warming emissions of greenhouse gases that are shrinking the state's snowpack, reducing summer and fall stream flows, and contributing to catastrophic flooding and longer, more intense wildfire seasons. Opponents had also argued that the majority of Montanans believe in human-caused climate change and want meaningful climate action. A poll in 2022 called the Conservation in the West poll asked 416 registered voters in Montana about climate change. Three-fifths of those polled said there is enough evidence of climate change to support action and called for a transition to renewable energy. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center said the legislature is hiding its head in the sand by passing bills like House Bill 971, and she anticipates it will be the subject of a constitutional lawsuit. Hedges said, "Climate change is real. It matters. The climate is part of our environment, and we cannot ignore the changes that are occurring. Ignoring it doesn't make it better. It will only make things worse and make it more difficult and expensive to deal with later." The Republican supermajority Montana legislature passed the 11th-hour bill as a late arrival at the Capitol, introduced 6 weeks after the transmittal deadline for non-budget bills. Lawmakers suspended their own rules to allow for its introduction to respond to an April 6th decision by a Montana judge that halted construction of a Northwestern Energy gas plant in Laurel. The judge found that Montana governmental agencies did not conduct sufficient studies of the impacts of the gas plant before granting approval. Republicans passed House Bill 971 on the eve of a lawsuit brought by 16 youth plaintiffs asking the judicial branch to require the state to measure and regulate greenhouse gas emissions. That lawsuit, Held versus Montana, is set for a 10-day hearing starting June 12th. And the bill was passed even as the U.S. EPA considers a rule that would expand regulations dealing with power plant emissions of greenhouse gases. If passed, the rule would require power plants like the coal-fired plant in Colstrip, to capture 90% of its carbon emissions by 2038. Officials are investigating a woman's death in Yellowstone National Park this past weekend. The woman's body was discovered in a vehicle that was driven into a snowbank. The body was found Saturday evening on Craig Pass, about 3 miles south of Old Faithful. The woman's name has not been released. Park rangers found a vehicle that had been driven into a snowbank with a man standing outside the vehicle. The man was arrested for drug possession and other traffic-related charges. A park alert sent out at 7:26 p.m. Saturday warned that the road from Old Faithful to West Thumb Junction over Craig Pass was closed because of an ongoing law enforcement incident. The road was closed for about 24 hours before it reopened Sunday evening. The investigation is being conducted by the Investigative Services Branch and Yellowstone Law Enforcement Division of the National Park Service, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the Teton County Coroner's Office in Wyoming. Members of the FBI Denver Evidence Response Team were in Yellowstone National Park to aid with the National Park Service's investigation into the woman's death. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.